seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
From the parking lot, and Vermont has a 59-55 lead.
Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Breen. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win.
So 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Unbelievable.
Down goes Frazier.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
It's showtime.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and sports enthusiasts from around the world. This is the podcast you have all been waiting for. Whether listening in the car, on your morning drive, or with one earbud in at the office, this is the sports show that has it all. From pro wrestling to the octagon, from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, from the pitch to the ice, it's all here. You have tuned in to Mount Sterling's most downloaded podcast that drops on Saturdays at 3 a.m. This is not your average podcast. This is From Corner to Corner. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Big Papa Kuiper, Wes Redman Crouch, Adam Big Country Muncie, and Neil Mullet Man Payne.
And welcome back to another episode of From Corner to Corner, episode 248 in the house.
Isn't it 249?
We're close.
49.
Because our coach's corner was 48.
Yeah, you write
48.
I put the same one on both of them, 249.
Yeah, I need to play the rewind sound. Like
no.
We can do like the mystery van. Well, there we go. It's not two. It's 248 plus one.
So, everybody's in the house.
A key.
Whoop, whoop.
How's on the house?
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, speaking of which. You finished up Lasso.
I did.
And we were right. You was not ready for the end.
I was not.
He tried to tell me, though, as he was like, wiping away tears.
He called right at the moment. He calls, and I'm like, hello? And he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, finishing up Lasso. Trying to hold the tears back. I told you to go there. Yeah. I wasn't ready.
I was not ready for that.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, it was so well done. It was, the show, like, you could tell it wasn't like a high budget type show, but the writing, the acting, the storyline, it's literally one of the best shows that I've ever seen. Yeah.
Ted decided to go on an excellent adventure with Bill at the end. Is that what happened?
No. But I got another soccer question.
Did he die?
Oh, no.
If he's asking soccer questions, let's let him go.
I have another soccer question. Okay. So in that episode, towards the end, Jamie gets injured, right?
Oh, no.
And he limps off the field.
Or
Jamie. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't watched it by now, like I might have been the last person on the planet to watch Lasso. They did not substitute. They chose to keep 10 guys on the field while he's getting worked on, right? Why was that such a big deal? Why could they just not sub someone else in, and then when it was time for him to come back in, sub back in?
You're not allowed to. So you take them off to – if you're going to decide to take them off to the side so they can work on him and he comes back in immediately, you're not allowed to bring somebody in. You have to say, I'm subbing in for him – and wait for the next dead ball, whether it's a throw-in or whether it's a stoppage play. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Referee.
It's
been a while since I've left.
Train wreck in slow motion.
But they couldn't.
So it was a huge gamble.
They were trying to bring him back in to play.
If they would have subbed somebody else in, there may not have been a stop.
Usually at that level, cold spray takes care of everything.
Yeah.
He's back up and going.
Yeah.
But, nope.
Not in Lasso.
Not in Lasso.
But, yeah, so they do have that option. You can play a man down. I mean, theoretically for as long as you want to.
I mean, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the red cards are out and they're losing guys left and right, so, I mean... What's the lowest that you get?
Seven? Is it seven, Wes? You can finish a game with seven players. And is the goalie considered part of your 11?
That feels low.
Yes, the goalie is part of the 11.
Yes.
Okay. I think seven is the number.
I think it is seven.
I think you can have enough guys thrown out and injured that you can finish a game with seven players.
Yeah, and if you go below that, then the game's over.
Which, I mean, I guess means you can start a game with seven players.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
It was a good show.
So are you trying to tell us that Lasso has made you sort of a soccer fan?
It's intrigued my...
It's peaked your
questions.
Interest.
Yeah, well, is Richmond a real club?
Are you
AFC Richmond?
Yeah.
Are you trying to say you're questioning now? Confused as what you are?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Are you a soccer fan? Aren't you?
Right. Yeah. As of right now, no. Still, but you, I'm at least more intrigued.
You're having a hard time identifying your identity. Yeah.
I haven't come out of the soccer closet yet.
You're still hiding in the closet?
Now's a really good time to join, though, because Messi is in the U.S. soil.
That's true. And so okay, I didn't think that they were. So
I think they're based off.
They played a lot of the real ones.
Yeah, now, I think it's based off Crystal Palace.
Have you all watched the Wrexham thing? No.
Yeah, it's really good.
And that's based off a real club.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds actually
owns Wrexham.
I've seen the previews.
And they're up into the second tier now. Tom Brady's team got...
Did you say Rectum?
Wrexham?
Wrexham. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Sometimes. Wrexham will wreck the rectum, I'm sure.
Every now and then. You have that on these big jobs.
I mean, sometimes.
Mama said that.
Does number two work for? Well, real quick. What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Chocolate chip.
Oh! Now, wait a minute. Should that be the bracket?
No.
Oh.
I'm just glad you're off the Oreo.
He's not.
Junk.
I'm not.
He's going to send the picture.
Oreo's going to, like, the original Oreo's going to win. But anyway, we're back to Pop-Tart.
You're right, though.
Favorite Pop-Tart?
Chocolate chip.
I'm going to go... I'm going to get blasted for this.
Strawberry.
I'm going to go non-frosted blueberry.
I'm not going to blast you. Because they do have their place. The unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
I like
in the trash.
I like
where they have their place.
Now wait a minute, Mr. Saltine Cracker. I don't want to hear that crap.
Mr.
No salt.
I like to like hand a chip to Liz so she can suck the salt off of it and give it back to you.
Wow. Yes, it's different.
I like unsalted crackers. That was my.
Like how the Pop-Tarts get like the dark edges around the Pop-Tarts and the unfrosted ones get dark all over the front of it.
You know you can do the same thing with the toaster.
Well, yeah, but the icing takes up.
That brings me to the question. Do you toast it or do you microwave it?
Who microwaves a Pop-Tart? No, that makes it lippy.
No,
and nobody likes a limp tart.
Listen, put your Pop-Tart
in the microwave. I like my tarts firm.
Put your Pop-Tart in the microwave for 20 seconds. If you go 22, it's going to be a little too mush. 20 is perfect.
Mush. He mushed it up.
Mush.
So let me ask you this question. You like the chocolate chip. They have icing drizzle, but they're not frosted.
That's perfect.
Is that what you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like chocolate fudge as well. It's awesome. I just like chocolate.
Chocolate fudge is really good.
Brown sugar and cinnamon.
Brown sugar. That's a classic. Sean.
Cherry.
Cherry's a good one.
Cherry.
I also like the... I can't think of the never mind. I can't even think of the name of it right now. I can taste it, but I cannot
tell us what it tastes like.
It's the
Wildberry.
Got a little tang to it.
I'll look it up.
All right. So the Wild Tarts, that's what we need. Tang Pop Tarts. Blue and purple on the front, whatever.
That's the one the girls like. So that's pretty good.
I'm going to go similar to Wes. I like the Frosted Blueberry. Is my all-time favorite Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
But this will surprise everybody sitting in this room. And by surprise, I mean it will not. anytime there's a new flavor of Pop-Tart that comes out, I always have to buy a box and try them.
You're like Pop-Tarts like I am with Mountain Dew.
No, I have to do the same thing with Mountain Dew, too.
The Hot Fudge Sundae.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hooked on every time I walk. I usually send a picture to you all saying, look here.
Yeah. I'm the same way with Mountain Dew.
What's the drink of choice with the Pop-Tart?
Oh, a big old fat glass of milk.
I, too, go fat glass of milk.
I can't do a whole lot of milk because it makes me get the
Oh, it's worth it. I'm 100% I'm going to the bathroom.
Listen,
it's worth it.
If you, we'll just leave it.
I don't mind the milk, but I actually really like high C, or not high C, Sunny D.
Orange juice with a Pop-Tart? I can get down with that.
Just orange juice, though. It's got to be Sunny
D. I would like to say, as Wes so rudely got up and walked away from the recording, I did pay up, and not only did I get a I had to pay up two boxes of fudge rounds, so I went combined and got the big pack. So they're the jumbo rounds.
And they're the best.
They are the jumbo
rounds. You like to get... You can listen. I know how to pack some fudge rounds. All right, so you all enjoy that. I packed that fudge specifically for you, as big a pack as I could make it. It's round, it is fudgy, and packed
and moist.
And I moist and packed it.
Sean, that was it is fantastic.
45 seconds. It ain't worth all the editing anymore.
So,
but it's become a staple on the show.
And I'll let you all. I have now paid my debt.
Is that corn?
It is. I have paid my debt.
Big lump of knives. It's got the juice.
It's got the juice. I have now paid my debt to society. We are even square.
Yep.
So.
We are.
And I will admit, you all got it right with Wimby.
Wimby who?
Wimby your mama.
Thank you.
He was unanimous.
I got it wrong. It actually did surprise me that he was unanimous. It didn't surprise me that he won. It did surprise me that he was unanimous.
He's an alien.
He is an alien. I did think Chet was going to get some votes, though. I thought Chet was going to get some votes.
I bet he didn't, just simply because of
the commercial,
the whole last year thing.
Well, there's been rookies of the year recently that did that.
They, I think Ben Simmons was one of them.
How
in the world was he ever rookie of the year?
His first year or two in the league, he was really good. He just still couldn't shoot.
Then he got the yips.
Yep. So, anyway, I was just scrolling on the old FaceTalk, and a friend of mine from Illinois, I love saying it wrong, it irritates people that live there.
My fifth grade teacher told me there is no noise. In Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois. He had a kid bringing today like four boxes of Pop-Tarts. And I was like, hey, what's your favorite Pop-Tart? Anyway, they have a Boston cream pie one right now that is delicious.
Mm. Ooh, that sounds really good.
It's delicious. And I even bet with the 20 seconds in the microwave, it'd be even better. Is it
thick cream on the inside?
It's
clean on the outside.
It is a little thick, but not overly thick, because you can't get it too thick.
Right.
Because if it's too thick, then it's... gums up your mouth.
Well, you know what would help?
Like peanut butter.
20 seconds in the microwave.
Then it thins it out a little bit. It makes it a little runny. Okay. Pop-Tarts. That was it.
That's a good one. That can be the whole Krauts' question of the day. That was a really good question.
We could knock out a 16 Pop-Tart tournament.
Did we think that strawberry wouldn't ultimately be the winner?
I think blueberry's right there, and I think cinnamon would probably be the winner.
You think, but could you see...
Brown sugar, cinnamon, could, you can't beat classic.
Strawberry's just as classic. Could we not see brown sugar, cinnamon, strawberry?
Yeah, because stupid Christmas tree cakes beat the classic oatmeal cream pie.
I told you that was going to happen. Christmas tree cakes are, hands down, the greatest Little Debbie cake. And listen, Debbie knows her cakes, all right? So, the greatest Little Debbie cake is... Christmas tree cakes.
That's skinny people who voted. I mean, big people vote. They don't want that seasonal happiness. They want happiness all year round.
That's right. Hey. Oatmeal cream pie or fudge.
The thing about it is, as a big guy, Christmas tree cakes are blessed by God.
Yeah, I mean,
they're manna from heaven.
You don't understand is the big people are the ones that buy 20 boxes of them at a time and store them up.
And we're done with them by Valentine's because we got to get them in the hearts.
No. You can't just go glutton on the Christmas tree cakes.
No, I'm glutton them.
The good people, the good big people, still have a box sitting in the cabinet at home.
And then you get...
Thank God for all of them nutrients that keep them fresh.
Yeah, preservatives. They're not nutrients.
No, they're nutrients.
No,
that's what you have to tell yourself.
I will say that if we had a legitimate snack cake tournament, Christmas tree cake would be pushed to the limit, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
By
the true man if I had
Tasty Cake, peanut butter candy cakes. Those things are bomb.com.
Well, first of all, you're the only person on the planet that even knows what those things are. So.
Well, all it would take is one bite, and you would be hooked.
I wouldn't know because the one time that you got them, you ate them all before the show was over with and wouldn't share them with nobody.
I will not share those. I will not at all. But that's where it is.
All right, so moving on. NBA playoffs are fire right now.
Man.
Yes. The Timberwolves look like the 1989 Detroit Pistons, man. They are playing physical as all get out.
They haven't lost yet.
Never lost. LeVar Ball never lost.
And, I mean, they're beating the snot out of the Nuggets.
They were up 64-30 last night at halftime. Yeah. And I was like, this one's over.
So, Denver's in a must-win game 3. They can't.
And they're going on the road.
They can't.
They lost the first two games at home.
Oh, I know. They can't go down 3-0.
And when Ant-Man gets in front of the home crowd, he's a different Ant-Man.
He's?
The suck it signs come out.
So, OKC and who's the other one? Who are they playing? Dallas?
Yes.
They kick off tonight.
Correct.
I don't think either one of those teams can beat Minnesota.
Boston and Cleveland are at halftime right now. Also,
Cleveland rocks.
What's yeah, the score I mean, on it?
Boston up 10.
Yeah,
Boston is the only one that Cleveland comes close to at this point to stopping Minnesota because they play defense like Minnesota does.
Well, so what happens is
Baby Warner's mom just walked by
Alicia. So proud Bullet East alum played at St. Catherine College.
Yep.
There's a ball in the road. I hope nobody runs after that. People are swerving. it was their ball.
Josh lost his ball.
Josh, you lost your ball if you're listening. I hope you find it. And he threw it. He grabbed his ball and threw it.
And it's back out of the street again.
And it's in the street. Oh, no. We talked about it with Coach Perry, which was a very interesting conversation. We hate that it was delayed. Please listen to the...
download the podcast.
Download the podcast. But what makes... And I hadn't heard it said this way, but Minnesota built their team... was it Jokic that said this? That Minnesota built their team to beat Denver. Like,
yeah.
That's what they did. And Adam referenced all the teams that built teams to stop the Warriors during their dynasty. So, like, they had two bigs. And not just to, like, he referenced JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard in the bubble.
Yep.
I mean, they got Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns.
That's an upgrade.
That's an upgrade from JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard.
An aged Dwight Howard at that.
Who still liked to have sex with men.
And he's on the bottom. Just in case you were wondering. Gobert did not play last night. He took a personal leave. He wasn't even in the state. He was at the birth of his first child.
Well, here's the thing. I still think
COVID Gobert.
God, I hope so. Forever, whatever the kid's name is, it's forever COVID Gobert. He still soft serve ice cream.
Oh yes, 100%.
Newly crowned Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm going to Dairy Queen right after.
How many is that for him now?
Three, would you like a Rudy Gobert cone?
Would you say he's a Goberto? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, give me a small cotton candy Goberto.
That's the way a lot of them would say it here. You're right. Gilberto Cone.
But I just
swish. That's what I'm going to start saying from now on when I know that I've tickled John.
Swish.
You tickled John.
Tickle, tickle.
Goochie, goochie, goochie.
So we talked about Jamal Murray during that show as well. What the hell did Jamal Murray do?
He threw a heating pad onto the floor whenever he didn't like the call.
I didn't see anything about this. Yeah. So what happened?
Jokic
threw a heating pad on the floor.
But what happened to make him decide, heating pad?
Frustration.
I've been frustrated. It was a call that he didn't like. He was on the bench, and he chucked it out, and it made it all the way into the paint.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that you got to think that's wrong. That's not as bad as what Patrick Beverly did.
But if you subscribe to the pod, he did apologize.
I saw that apology.
He made a very good apology.
But was it heartfelt or was it?
Oh no,
it looked heartfelt.
If you know anything about Pat Bev, that heart right here on the sleeve.
One of the things that he said was there were four or five people that could have been kicked out of the game. And they asked him, and he said, no, I don't want you to kick them out of the game, because he's like, they pay their hard money to come here. I'm not having them kicked out of the game. And he's like, but, you know, I did tell one guy, he's like, you can boo me, scream, whatever you do, but don't call me that.
Well, he also said that Rick Carlisle in the line come down through there, he's like, so I'm sorry. You know, he apologized.
Well, and I think Russ has done the same thing to fans before.
Yeah.
And he said something very similar. Like, you can boo me all you want to, but when you get personal and you start attacking me and saying ignorant things, like, that's when you cross the line. Just because you buy a ticket to a game doesn't give you the right to talk to a person any way you want to.
And just because those guys are playing basketball for a living and making a ton more money than most anybody in that arena, doesn't mean that they're any worse, they're any better or less of a person than the person sitting in the chair.
Right.
They're just playing basketball.
Right. Yep.
And I think us as a society, and we're seeing that now at the high school game with people not wanting to referee because of the way that fans talk to, like, it's getting out of hand. You know, I know it's only $5 or $7 or $10 or whatever you got to pay to get into a high school game. You realize these people work 9-to-5s, okay?
Right.
Like, they're not professional referees, okay? If you don't like the way it's being refereed, then go take your. It's a free test.
I can give you a personal experience. I was refereeing here. In fact,
You don't talk about the fine people of Mount Sterling.
And I can tell you right now, I was in between games.
I mean, I've seen people throw water bottles at refs.
I've been hit with a rock before, so it's not real fun. We were in between games.
To the rock.
And I heard somebody say, as I'm sitting there waiting for the next, that was after a JV game, and I heard somebody say, that's that Wesley Crouch. He's not a good ref, and he's not going to give us any leeway here, and he's a hometown boy. And I got up, and I went over to the coach, and I went, if I hear another word out of that person right there, we won't play this game.
Right.
And he was like, what? I was like, I don't want to hear that what. You know what was said. You can hear it. Everybody could hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, because there was a 15-foot difference between the fence and where I'm sitting. I said, we're not going to do that.
Right.
Well, be better. That wouldn't happen.
You better put some respect on the Wes Crouch name.
I did something very similar reffing a club game one time. And, I mean, we're talking like
youth. Club fight?
Yeah, club fight. And nobody talks about club fight, even though it's Fight Club.
you're right.
But it's like U-12, right? Like, these kids aren't going to FIFA, okay? They're not. Manchester United is not signing these kids. And there's just parents that are setting off by themselves and just kept saying just the most awful things. And I listened, and I looked at them one or two times, you know, hoping they'd get the hint. They didn't. And, you know, they tell you not to card fans.
Can do that?
Yeah.
Well,
you're not supposed to.
99% of the time you don't do that. You just go over to the coach and say, if you don't hush them, I'm going to give you the card.
Which is what I did.
And that's what happened.
I went over to the coach, and I was like, Coach, this is enough. Like, they're yelling at me, which I was an adult at the time. But they were also yelling at my AR, who was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, we're not – and I will – the game will be done. It's over. So, the coach apologized, and he stepped out on the field, and he was like, stop talking to the referees. And he wasn't talking to the players. He was talking to the parents.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking to the referees.
Yeah.
That's not your job to talk to the referees. Do not say another word to the referees. So, I say all that to say, I know that we get upset. You were talking about being at one of the was it the Bath or Menifee game that you were so upset you were about to go key the referee's car. Bath.
Any game Sean Bath. Copper has ever attended, he's wanting to kill a ref.
And it's one thing
to want
to do that in your mind. It's a whole other thing to say those things. I mean, you wouldn't have said, "Hey, you idiot! I'm going to kill you."
Maybe. And that's when he was cheering against our good friend Mark Collier.
I was not cheering against Collier.
He was sitting on the other side.
Sub-500 Mark Collier?
Sub-500 Mark Collier.
I didn't even know that. You were cheering against Coach Collier?
No, he was sitting with the Round County people.
And the Fleming County.
Okay, well,
blame
that on Round County. When he's here next week, we'll talk to the Round County AD about their crappy handicap seating situation. That's what we'll do. We'll make it.
Darren, I'm sorry that you had to be a part of that.
Darren was just as involved.
I know you didn't want to sit there, did you?
Darren had to keep me from going on the floor to beat that daggone referee.
Now, look, there's a reason I'm keeping quiet. Darren's heard me say things to refs. I mean,
but were you the coach or the fan?
Coach.
See, so, I think that's different.
So
shameless sponsor plug. Kelwell Commissary, Mr. Eric Jones, is one of three people in 4 years of umpiring baseball. He's one of three people I threw out.
So I can tell a personal story. My father has been tossed out of every single sporting event that you can be tossed out of. Whether he had a kid playing or not. He's just
that's kind of impressive.
Like, there's been times he's just showed up and it'll be a referee he has history with, and the referee will just say, go.
That happened here to our good friend Mark Collier. He walked in, it was a ref from the 16th region. As soon as he saw him, he kicked him out. It's a scrimmage game, a summer scrimmage game. Kicked him out.
So when I was coaching here at Montgomery, my first game, my first home game, my dad came. And I used to remember the referee's name. He was center for the varsity game. He was line on the home team side for the JV game. And the other AR was about – he was older than Aubrey, Wes. And, I mean, you know how old Aubrey was.
Whoa.
Yeah, older than Aubrey. And so it's old.
Whoa. Tell.
So there's a ball that went out of bounds. And this old-timer points the other way. And my dad says, oh, that ball clearly went out. It's the other team's ball. It was Montgomery's ball. And the line judge looked around and he goes, I think he had a better view of it than you did.
Oh, no.
And about that time...
He gaslit him.
Hold on. About that time, the center ref points the other direction. And my dad, being who my dad was, goes, I guess maybe I can see better than you can. And I'm standing there, and I see the referee pop his flag, and I'm like, oh, crap. So he motions the center ref over. And I look at my dad, and I'm like, you're going to have to go. And because he said me, and I said, yeah, you're gonna have to go. And center ref came over to me. And he's like, I was like, I've already told him to leave. He's leaving. And then the ref tried to make a big scene out of it. And Chris Barrier was there, and like they waved for the resource officer to come. And I'm like, He's legitimately walking off the field. So
they literally gaslit him into that situation, though.
Yeah.
Because he was cool. He was calm.
He didn't have to say anything back. And I think that is where the lines have been blurred. Because we have officials now that are saying stuff. Who's the guy from New York?
Howard.
Howard. If you've ever had a soccer game with Howard, he commentates the entire time.
Yep.
That was a good play. Play it on. 50-50 ball. There was no foul there. It's like, just shut up.
The ref does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll go,
that was tripping. Tripping on the right leg. We're going to have a direct kick from here.
Going out.
Let's go.
There was a ref we had.
It's bad.
Were you at the LCA game when we went to LCA? There was a woman ref, and we've had her both years I was there, and she does it the whole game. And it, like, when she calls the foul, she explains the foul to a T. And I don't even have to ask for an explanation. She'll come over and tell me. And finally, I'm just like, just call the call. I don't care, really. I mean, we're beating them by 20. I don't care.
Right.
Did anybody share the video of the referee getting beat up in the AAU game, or did I just see that and not send it?
No, you saw it.
Okay.
It was that ended up being a video. It was on Twitter. I think it's Chris.
That's Barrier not sent. That might be the only video. That's not the only time that's happened.
No, but
I mean, it was bad though. It was like five. There was kids and coaches and everything that was beating up on them. It was like nobody was helping the ref.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so it gets back like
it was like 3 years old. The video.
Oh, was it?
I think like people have this like that they can talk and do and say things to people in general.
Well, it's like keyboard warriors, right?
Right.
Same thing.
So their fans. He's not very happy with what just happened here.
The Rangers just tied the game up.
Okay, you're a Carolina fan.
Yep,
I am too.
But that was a long, long way around there. But to say we got too many people that think that they can say and do whatever they want to athletes, to referees, to whatever the case may be.
I've been a referee. I've also been on the other side of the ball.
Too. Well, listen, as a coach,
got kicked out.
As a coach, I've said some very, very, very wrong things.
I didn't say very wrong things. The guy was not doing a very good job, and he come over and he said, "Do you think you could do a better job?" Yes, and I said, do. "I am a registered referee. Yes, I can." And he went, he did not like that. He went, "You're gone."
So the one game I got kicked out of as a coach. You had to leave the premises, right? Well, I left.
Did you do a Bobby Valentine, put a disguise on?
I left the premises.
Swish.
And I went to the chain link fence that was on the other side of the field and just proceeded. I should have had the police called on me is what I should have had.
Continued to coach.
I continued just to make as big a ruckus as I possibly could. Shaking the fence and yelling like I lost my mind for a second.
How did we get there?
I mean, surprisingly, I never got teed up in 2 years as a girls' coach. I was close.
I'm disappointed.
I was close a couple times. Like our first round tournament game this year at Woodford, I was letting a guy have it.
I was there. We were playing Western Hills one time. And the refereeing was so terrible, and we were playing so bad, I tried every way in the world to get thrown out. I said some awful things to the referee. And then when I realized he wasn't going to guard me, it got even worse. I basically told him he didn't have the balls to guard me. You don't have the balls to show me a card. And he would just say, "Coach, you need to back up." And then I told him he was sleeping with the other referee. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
Wow.
It was bad. I was not proud. That was not a very proud moment in my life.
Alrighty then. So how about that Kentucky Derby finish?
Man.
That was electric.
It was mystic, actually.
Mystic.
It was mystic.
Won by a nostril.
So I love it. And we're going to talk about the NASCAR finish in just a minute. I've seen both those finishes tied to the Cars finish where all three of them tie, where Lightning McQueen sticks his tongue out. Like,
did you say there was some controversy about the NASCAR finish?
We haven't got there yet. Let's not talk about it just yet.
Okay.
There's controversy about the Derby finish, too.
Second
and third.
But that came back today. They said that the jockey on the two horse was trying to fight the horse because the horse wanted to go left into the other horse, and the jockey stuck his hand out to try to fight him to go back the other way.
Okay, because the picture looks like he's grabbing reins
Forever Young
to pull him back.
Forever Young.
Trying to slingshot.
I'm surprised Slingshot in the Derby engaged. That they didn't disqualify one of those horses coming down the backstretch.
They were beating and banging.
They were for each other. I mean, usually when one yeah, it's one of the roughest ends of the races I've seen it because normally you bump into another horse, you're done. We're
still talking about NASCAR racing on the horse track.
Well, and the crazy part about it is, it's like that Dan was the one on the outside, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was on the rail.
He was the one that
No. Mystic Dan was on the rail. He was on the inside.
He was on the rail.
I did see where Mystic Dan's trainer will not say whether or not he's running in the Preakness. And he said the last time he ran Mystic Dan on 2 weeks rest, it blew up in his face. So I don't know that Mystic Dan's going to run in the Preakness.
Which means I won't watch the Preakness.
But he's kind of.
I mean, if the Triple Crown's off the table, you know, a lot of times it's not as fun to watch.
He's kind of a little horse anyway, so I don't know that he could hold up. But you know why the finish was so good? Because I didn't watch it. Anytime I watch the Derby, it's the most boring race God ever. I was like, people like this?
So before we move from this topic. Y'all go back and look at the winner circle photos, and you'll see a kid in a what I call barbershop quartet hat. He is a former student from GRC who is a good enough hacker / creative person. He has 4 years in a row created his own armbands and has been in the winning photo.
That's pretty good.
That's impressive.
4 years in a row, him and his brother.
We need to get
he creates his own credentials and has been in the last 4 Kentucky Derby winning photos. He's standing literally right next to the horse.
We need to get them on the show.
Somebody
It'll be the last time they ever get to do that, if they do.
Yeah. Somebody show me that it works. He does it for all kinds of stuff. He makes fake IDs. He makes fake armbands for concerts.
I mean, credentials. So he can make our credentials
for us to be able to get in. He can get us some press credentials for Sweet 16 next year, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
But I was told today he's been in the last 4. She showed me pictures of this year.
You all right over there,
Adam? He's been in the last 4 winning photos.
Jake Gensel just delivered a cheap shot to a Ranger, and he deserved it.
So, NASCAR finish was closer than the Derby.
It was tight like a tiger.
Point
like a tiger.
.001.
.001.
It was amazing.
And there's
Isn't that what I said?
3 finishes this year that they've had. One was a 001, they've had an 002 and an 003 just in 2024.
Well, they were beating and banging each other coming around turn 4 as well. I mean,
it was old school racing.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
that's what I like to see.
Literally just went down and bumped him.
Yeah.
But listen.
The fact that he didn't lose control was amazing.
No. You'd always heard that Dale Earnhardt would wreck his own mother to win a race.
Yeah,
he would.
And we haven't seen that in a really long time.
He wrecked his own son to win. I watched.
I mean, I would have probably wrecked Junior, too.
So, on the Pat McAfee show yesterday's
Why'd you get episode, kind of quiet?
Because it's
He's
funny.
He's whispering.
I'm trying to think about it. Darius Butler, obviously not a big Kyle Larson fan. He's like, don't y'all find it funny as a black car he bumped into? And I was like, oh boy!
What did Pat say about that?
He was like, we're not going there today. We've already talked about the roast of Tom Brady. We're not getting in that war.
Hey. All right, stuff falling apart.
Studio. Our Pat's hands are falling off!
Let's talk about the roast of Tom Brady. I have not yet watched it, but I've heard multiple people.
So good.
Said it's really good.
Comedy was brought back, finally. Like, no censorship. All the jabs were thrown. It was amazing.
And then Tom's response to all of them was fantastic.
It was worth staying up late for Sunday night. It was good.
I'm going to watch it.
It was so good.
And then you get to see Gronk spike a shot glass.
Which apparently injured somebody. Because it's a glass.
Yeah.
And when he spiked it, I guess it went over somebody, cut him.
Gronk doesn't have the best decision making.
Well, he spiked it, went back to his seat, and Kevin Hart comes up, and he was like, all right, so clearly Gronk is on something more than alcohol right now, okay? Well, let's get that out of the way.
They said that Kevin Hart was on fire, too.
I watched Nikki Glaser's whole set.
Nikki Glaser won the show.
Woof.
She won the whole show. Her and Tony Hinchcliffe were the two best.
The one clip that I saw about her talking about Gronk going, me no not dogs, or me no not, or me no that big money, or something
me
like that.
Me no that not real money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were making fun of Tom Brady for his crypto deal, how he got robbed of $30 million. She's like, even that dumb A Gronk over there was like, me no that not real money.
I was talking to
it was funny.
I was talking to a coworker this week, and I will censor the word because apparently I said a certain curse word several times on the show last week. I'm trying to do better. See how long that lasts.
A lot. We told you.
Max called you out for it too. I was in the car listening, and I forgot he was in the back seat. And I was like zoned out, and he said, "Dad, he said a bad word." Yep, sure did.
So, I'm going to go on record right now. Max, I apologize. As an adult, I should know better. I should have never, this is a family show. I should have never said those words. Please forgive me. Make sure Max listens to this.
He will.
So,
in Neil's defense, he did not realize he said it.
I did not. I actually didn't realize I said it at all.
Well, when we were on our way to Cincinnati, we were talking about it, and I told him, I was like, it was a 10-minute segment, though. I couldn't just cut it out.
It was great radio.
Like, you all just went back at it. I mean, it just kept getting louder and louder and louder.
Sean pulled a West Crouch. It was turned into a puddle under the table.
We were talking about it Sunday. At one point, I looked over, and Neil was purple. And I was like, this is going to be awesome.
So, the best thing I'd ever heard in a race that involved Kevin Hart, and I think it was Nikki Glaser.
She's really good.
She said, it's so nice to be at a place with Shaq and Shaq's wiener. She did say wiener.
Yeah. Well, she told.
And it may not have been her, but I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
Was it Nikki Glaser or was it Lisa Lampanelli?
Oh, I don't know.
Nikki Glaser is pretty much all of them. Especially when
Nikki
Jeffrey
Glaser
Ross is involved.
Took her spot.
Jeff Ross is the ugliest human being God ever gave birth to.
Yeah. Nikki Glaser looked at her boyfriend who was sitting somewhere in the first five rows, and she said, I want you to know, I would put a bullet through your effing head to suck his and put it at Tom Brady.
Yeah, he did. She did.
And then there was something Tony Hinchcliffe said. I'm not going to repeat, but it was talking about Kevin Hart, and it was hilarious.
I might have to watch this. So,
can we time out real quick so I can tell you?
Balls. He can't eat cocktails. So, I've heard lots of good things about it. We got great finishes to the Tom Brady roast. We got great finishes to the Kentucky Derby. Great finishes to NASCAR. And then we got the Boy Scouts.
Great finish to them, too.
Yeah, because they're over. It's done. They're changing their name.
So I never did see what the name
was. Scouting America.
Scouting America.
Oh, I thought you were serious when you What was it that you said?
Well, I'm getting looking back up because it was good.
The good old NGSI or something like
the non-gender identified Scouts of America.
Scouts of non-gender identified Scouts of America.
NGISA.
I totally thought you were 100% legit on that.
So the reason they were changing is because they've lost so much money in these sexual assault cases, and they wanted to rebrand.
So they can...
But the Girl Scouts are still just the Girl Scouts.
For now.
I'm getting ready to say something that's probably not going to be very popular.
Well, that's normal. That's a typical Tuesday.
42-21.
Okay, let me write that down.
All right, Wes, let's go.
I'm perfectly fine with it staying Boy Scouts of America. But Scouts of America, and if they allow a girl to come and that she can pass through and become an Eagle Scout, I'm not against that either.
But there's Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts.
But they do not have the same opportunity. To hit, reach the highest level in Girl Scouts as it does in Boy Scouts.
Girl Scouts, number one, oh, this is going to be bad too. I think it teaches a girl to be a housewife.
Which is perfect.
The other, let's go, ladies. The other thing is,
John's like, I think
Adam Muncy said it. Book it. Hey, I don't care.
Here's your conspiracy theory. I think the Girl Scouts is a cookie company, and they have all the Girl Scouts come and then do their labor for them.
You're not far off based on that.
So I think Girl Scouts is a bunch of crap.
I said the non-gender identified Scouts of America, and Adam said, the good old NGISA.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise known as NJIGSA.
And Wes said,
Jackson, Smith, NJIGSA.
He/she Scouts of America.
Swish.
I said, see, but in liberal America, we can't even use the words he and she because it implies they're just two genders. What about the people that identify as cats, aliens, and frying pans?
I was like, cats, aliens, what? Fire pants.
I missed that one. Yeah. I did not say
that.
That
was a good one. Yeah. So, that's where I get it. I do get it about the girls being able to be in Girl Scouts. I mean, Boy Scouts, because I tend to agree with you. I think Girl Scouts is a glorified cookie company as well.
Yeah.
And they have a free labor force.
Yeah. But you can buy them year round. They're just under a different name.
Yeah, but that's their big sell for the year.
As many product as they do during
the
year.
No. Has anybody tried the ones at Kroger to see how close they are in flavor?
The Goody Girls kind?
They're
called Goody Girls.
That was behind the closed door at Video Vault.
Right next to Debbie Does Dallas.
I better not say that.
I walked back into you had to sneak back in that section at the Video Vault or the movie warehouse, and it always had the creakiest door ever. And it was like, oh my God,
somebody going in the vault?
Like, you're so embarrassed.
And I saw some things, and I was like, oh my God, people watch this? And it was chicks with a word that rhymes with chick. And it was a large black man with a large
member
tool. And I was like, oh my God. And I could
that's,
not get
that
out of
face
the room.
Right there. It's 100%.
I couldn't get out of the room quick enough. And then it makes even more noise on the way out. Basically, it was like, of course, I grew up in Catholic country, right? He's a sinner. Sin. Opposite of what Wes said, if people were there looking at me, and they're
sin.
Sin.
Not win.
Sin.
We'll see you at church a Sunday, Mr.
You need
Payne.
To go to the confessional?
I better see you at the... Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I was going to say altar.
Let's say, hello, Father Marty. What are you doing here?
Two Hail Marys, Father. I told you. Actually, you walk in and you see Father Marty.
It's okay, my son.
Easy now. I wasn't altar boy.
I was too.
That's what's wrong with me. But I just hate, I guess my thing is, to me, Boy Scouts is more of a name than it does identify who can and can't be a part of it.
I get it.
So, it goes back to the Pandora's box / slippery slope that we've talked about with multiple topics on this show. What's next?
I hit my knee on the corner of the table. That's why I moved.
I mean, you already have the Hershey chocolate bar that wants to highlight the she in different. Yeah. And I'm like, it's just a Hershey. It's just a Hershey. You know, they want to.
Well, they just do that during. Is it May? Women's.
I don't know. They argue that it shouldn't be called history because it wasn't. I was like, but you realize the country was founded by men. Like, it is his story. Like, it's. But now we're going to try to. Like, it's just. Where does it end?
It's not going to. anytime soon in this day and age.
I mean, the show came out this year, and you can play as a female coming up through the minor league ranks. And we're not far away from seeing.
Yeah, that's an option.
We're not far away from seeing a female get probably play Major League Baseball.
Don't make that face. You just said if a Girl Scout can pass Boy Scouts, it's okay. Don't make that face.
Easy. That's how I got started on my rant.
I don't know
Monet that. Monet Davis can make it. Let her go.
Who?
Monet Davis. She was the stud that took over the Little League World.
Oh, yeah.
She fizzled out.
Something about genetics not being part
right,
of man.
Right.
I don't know.
It's
right.
Which isn't going to change. Like, genetically, you.
No, but here's what will happen. I mean, if they don't play softball, they'll end up coming up with a professional women's baseball league. It'll take a while.
But yeah, you can already go on and be a female in the show, making the show.
Yep.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Well, since we've done all of these finishes.
Let's
finish.
Swish.
Softball.
Well, they weren't soft. That's how I felt.
Let's do a Rushmore of the best finishes in sports.
And why don't we do a little different?
Crap.
I don't think anybody prepared.
No.
I got notes.
Sean prepared. Are you ready to go?
I can come up before.
Okay.
Then he's let's go. He's the one that comes up with a sheet. That's cheating.
No, I gave
no,
you
No, it was
idea.
His idea. Yeah, it ain't my fault y'all don't do your homework. You had plenty of time.
So.
Hey, I worked on podcast stuff for 6 hours today.
I wouldn't say that on air. What time is it? I need to probably edit that out.
So, Sean,
since 49:27.
Sean, since you have your list, why don't you go first?
Are we going one at a time, or are we going four?
You want to go on and give all four of them?
I don't care.
Let's go on and give all four of them.
All right, number four, I've got the 2010 Eagles comeback versus the Giants. They're down 21 points in the fourth quarter. Ends the game on DeSean Jackson's punt return to win with 10 seconds
left. Is that where he dives backwards in the end zone?
Probably. I don't know. No, that's you're thinking
Marshawn
Lynch.
Lynch.
No, DeSean Jackson did the same thing.
He may have. I'm not sure.
But it may not have been that one.
Number three, I've got 1992 Sid Bream scores to walk off the Braves to send them to the World Series. That's a little heartfelt one there.
It's going
to
be a shocker. I've got 1992 one, too.
There you go. Number two, 2004 ALDS. Yankees are up 3-0. And Ortiz hits a walk-off home run that leads to the first 3-0 comeback in the series.
In sports history, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's still the only one that's happened. And number one, I've got Kirk Gibson walk-off home run to win game one of the World Series on one leg, basically. The Dodgers go on to beat the A's in the 1989 World Series.
I mean, that's a really good list.
Solid list.
Thank you.
Adam, do you want to come up with one?
Yeah, I can. Hang on just 1 second. First one, I'm going to go with the 2003 National Championship, so this will be number four. Ohio State over Miami. Game thought it was over. Wasn't over because there was a phantom pass interference call, which gave Ohio State another down. Score a touchdown on it. Number three, I will go, and this one, I love this one, because it brought pain to North Carolina. I'll go Villanova's game winner in the national championship over North Carolina.
Solid.
Number two, I'm going to give it back to North Carolina, I think. Luke May hitting the shot to beat Kentucky in the Final Four. Solid.
It was a good shot.
Because Kentucky came down, scored, the fans were hyped up, and then Luke May broke their hearts. On
I mean,
that
we all know what his number one's going to be.
And number one, 1992, Grant Hill to Christian Laettner. It's a shot that lives in history. And there's a reason for it, because it's the greatest shot ever in college basketball. So that's my number one, Christian Laettner.
All right. I went something different, because I could have went this way too. But I'm not great with all the years, so you'll have to help me with this, because you all remember it. Number four, I'm going to go with Kerry Strug.
Oh, you got to be
you. I married your ass. How does it feel?
He dared me in the daggone Dynasty draft. I want you to know.
So that was actually number 100 on the top 100 list that I saw today.
Kerry Strug. It's just broken ankle, needed a perfect score, and sticks it.
Yeah,
that, was that popped 92? In my head, and I said,
no, it wasn't 92. It was in the 2000s. 96?
No, it wasn't in the 2000s.
No, I think maybe. It was 90. Is it 92 or 90? No, it was 96 because it was in Atlanta.
Yeah. So,
gotcha.
Kerry Strug landing the and then landing it, sticking it, and collapsing.
Yeah.
So
that was solid.
Great finish.
I was the first one popped in my head, and I said, there is no way anybody in this room is going to come up with that.
I had it written down.
I'm also going to go with Tyus Edney, 1995 full court buzzer beater layup to win UCLA their most recent national championship.
Yep.
I always get it confused. I always thought it was Cameron Dollar, who was also on the team. I get them mixed up, but it was Tyus Edney. My opinion, the most famous buzzer beater of all time, Bryce Drew in the 98 NCAA tournament
over Mississippi,
over Ole Miss.
Yep.
And and
that's one of them you see in the
Christian Laettner clips too. Yeah. It's it ranks right there. And then number one for me was the Statue of Liberty or whatever, Boise State over Oklahoma.
About that one too.
Jared Zebranski.
Yep. I mean, you look at it first time, really, that one of those mid-major schools had broken through.
And the reason they were even there is because some of the teams up above them just didn't have great seasons, and they did. Yep. And then they gave them the opportunity, and they went in there.
And I mean, the coach took full advantage of it. Was it Chris Peterson?
Yeah.
He took full advantage. Like, you're going to put us there. You're going to let us play Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. I have nothing to lose.
Yeah. And they had two tremendous play. They had the hook and ladder and the Statue of Liberty all in the same game. I mean,
and like back-to-back plays, wasn't it?
Yeah, the hook and ladder scored a touchdown, and then the Statue of Liberty got the two.
Yeah. To win. Like, because at that moment, you have nothing to lose. Go for the win.
Yeah.
And so, for me, Boise State over Oklahoma, my number one greatest finish of all time. Darren, do you need time to regather yourself since I took your Kerry Strug thing?
I'm working on it.
Okay, Wes, are you close?
Go ahead, Wes.
I can figure it out. I will say number four is going to be Marcus Russell. I guess it's Jamarcus Russell.
No, it's Marcus.
Marcus Russell to Devre Henderson in the Bluegrass Miracle because I was at that game.
And were you hanging on the goalpost?
No.
The best part about that is Guy Morris getting dumped with the Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
And then being like, what's going on?
Wes dumped the Gatorade. Wes is the one that dumped it.
The 98 game where Reggie Miller hit the three over Jordan.
Oh, you're talking about that one.
I'm talking about that one. Funny enough, I'm going to have Reggie Miller twice because I've got his 25-point performance as number two in 94 over the Knicks. And the choke time.
Was it 9 points in 7 seconds or something, too?
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Yeah. And then.
Number Umaro Nuno.
You know, one that sticks out to me is Doug Flutie's Hail Mary in Boston College.
That's a good one. That was a good one. There's so many.
So, my number four. Mm-hmm. This Music City Miracle.
Frank Wycheck.
Yep.
That was a forward pass.
One lateral.
It really was.
It was a forward pass.
If replay is happening, that is not allowed.
Ball game is over.
Yeah.
Lateral, runs up sidelines.
And they finished a yard short from winning the Super Bowl. Kevin Dyson got tackled a yard short.
Yep. Yes.
See, I all got completely discombobulated because he took my number one.
Kerry Strug.
Number three is Michael Phelps in 2008. All he wanted to do was win his 8 gold medals. In the 7th one, the Serbian swimmer set the world record in the heat. And Phelps somehow
drafted him in the water and beat him in the last 10 feet to get his 7th gold medal.
Nice.
Michael so, I remember that. He was a stud.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I do have honorable mention when Darren gets done.
Okay.
The other two, I'm going to have to...
Finagle some more.
Go ahead, Adam.
My honorable mention would be Tonya Harding for taking out Nancy Kerrigan.
He
took the knee right out.
Wow.
Couldn't beat her. What a finish.
You know, I think I looked at also Jordan's push game.
Yep.
Where he pushed off by Byron Russell.
He didn't push.
That was the first thing I had wrote down, and then I changed it because I was like, everybody's going to have that.
Elo.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
What about the Cal Stanford game where the band was on the field? I forgot.
Band is on the field.
What was it called? I can't remember what they called that game. You know what I'm talking about,
band
right?
on the field game. I know what you're talking about.
Well, you got 0-1 Jeter hitting the game-winning home run. Got the Mr. November moniker.
Yeah.
Here's Super Bowl 17.
Okay.
That would be my number two.
Okay, and who was that?
That's Patriots and the Giants. And it got down.
Did you say Super Bowl 17?
Has to be like 27.
I was going to say, we just did like 54.
No. What's L?
50.
No.
L's not 50.
Patriots and Giants weren't in Super Bowl 50. That'd been 4 years ago.
No, it'd be 42. 10 from 50 plus 2. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
42.
Yeah.
Patriots and the Giants.
Is it where he called
Giants them? Got the ball on the 17-yard line with less than a minute to go.
Plexico Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I won $1,000 on that game.
I just remembered another part of the roast when he said that.
My number one, since couldn't use Kerry Strug, is the Miracle on Ice.
Solid.
As I was looking at the list, I forgot about Derek Fisher's 0.4 seconds. That's how long it takes to catch and shoot a ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you forget about the Blazers blowing a 15-point lead in the second half to lose the Western Conference Finals to the Lakers. Luis Gonzalez. His bloop single in 0-1 to win the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, there's so many. Kirby Puckett. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you could do a whole thing of Robert Horry. They don't call him Big Shot Bob for nothing. No, we're all just looking at something. You know, some kind of a play that'll go down in infamy, but it was helped to be one of Bill Buckner.
Yep, between the wickets. And he still is he dead?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Killed him shortly
he
after
still
the game.
Does not.
Or Steve Bartman.
Oh gosh,
Steve Bartman. Gosh Almighty.
Listen, that poor guy was just doing what every other fan was trying to do at the time. He just happened to be the guy that touched it.
Yep.
No doubt.
Do you remember the next, like, that night, Steve Bartman, I put my air quotes up, called into the show, into SportsCenter, and was talking to Dan Patrick? It wasn't really Steve Bartman. Do y'all remember that?
I do not.
Yeah. It was a spoof call, and Dan saw quickly that it was a spoof call. Do you have to leave?
I'm going to leave you with this because I know you're all getting ready to talk about wrestling. Did Daniel Bryan really get hurt the other night?
Yes.
Yes.
It looked bad.
Well, he shouldn't be wrestling.
This is probably true. But it looked bad.
Anyway, I got to go. Bye, Wes. Tell Shelly we said hello. The pod, Mom.
So, anything else on that before we move on to This Week in Wrestling?
No, you'll have lots of time to cut out there, so you will need to edit that part. So, It's a long segment. You just need to see the gaps. Smooth the edges.
What is it, 102?
So, this week in wrestling, because we love talking wrestling, King and Queen of the Ring pay-per-views or tournaments have started for the Saudi show in a couple weeks. Are you excited?
It's the one pay-per-view that normally is boring.
The Saudi show?
Yeah.
Because they have in the past been writing to appease the Prince of Saudi. Maybe those things change. I have said all along, the things that Vince McMahon and the WWE have done for women in places like Saudi Arabia is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. That's for sure.
The fact that women are even on the card in Saudi is amazing.
Right, and I mean, what, this last time they were there, where there were four women's matches?
Yeah.
So, they're on billboards and stuff in Jeddah.
So,
will we ever see a time where they actually can wear their normal attire?
No.
I don't think normal, but I think we'll see close.
I mean, you're down to the point now, they're not wearing t-shirts now.
Right.
When they first started, it was t-shirts.
And right. Like basically sweatpants.
Yeah. But now they're in the full wrestling attire, top to bottom. They're just fully covered. Which is really going to suck for Jade Cargill, you know.
And Tiffy time.
Yeah.
We're going to have, are we setting up for Gunther and Dragunov in the final?
I think
so. The men's side.
And then, you know, it's like Drew was hurt and Oscar was hurt. Was that just part of the writing that they put them in the tournament and then decided to replace them last night?
Potentially. I think part of it was, on Drew's side anyway, I think it allowed CM Punk to further the story with Drew.
Yeah.
Of course, they're roasting CM Punk again today. Because he called Drew McIntyre out to the ring last night, and knowing that Drew McIntyre wasn't there.
But he said, we all know he's sitting at a red light right now. Mm-hmm. Turn around and come back.
So, he also did the same thing in, I was trying to think of what always ignorant with an E wrestling. That's what AEW can stand for.
Ignorant spelled with an I, though.
I know. I said ignorant with an E.
Oh.
That's why I said that.
Always engaging wrestling.
That's never.
It's never true. Engaging.
But he did that once in AEW as well. I, too, think that it sets up for Dragunov and Gunther in the finals, which they're going to beat the snot out of each other, and Gunther wins that.
I mean, Dragunov and Ricochet had a really good match last night.
So,
and Wes left, but he was dogging on Dragunov.
Now we got Dragunov versus Jay. No, we got Gunther versus Jay.
I'm not sure.
And Dragunov versus Finn. Did Finn win?
No, Jay beat Finn.
So Dragunov versus Finn. Who won between Kofi and
Jay beat Finn.
Finn's out.
Okay. Who won between Kofi and whoever Kofi wrestled?
That's Gunther, and they did not wrestle last night. No, the whole first round did not.
Okay, well, Gunther fought.
That was the main event. I went to bed. I can't remember who he fought.
Okay, well, Kofi versus Ray was the other match.
Oh, okay, but I don't remember seeing that match last night.
You would think if they did the three of the four, they would have done all four of them.
Yeah, but they didn't do all the women's either.
So they save them some of them for SmackDown probably.
Well, SmackDown's got their own tournament.
So they're going to have their own king and queen too?
No,
that
come together.
Yeah, you're going to get a Raw versus a SmackDown.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, there's 16 in each tournament.
I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Drew being hurt, I think, increases the storyline with Punk. Asuka being hurt, does anybody care?
No.
You said it the other day, she's gotten worse.
Yeah, I think that's why they took the titles off him, because she was hurt.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think Bianca and Jade's the answer.
No, but they're the hot tag team. Well, and it'll give some tag team the rub beating them.
Jade comes across a little heelish, so I think they're trying to get the fans behind her, and I think what it does is allows her time to get better in the ring, and pairing her with Bianca, who is an extremely talented wrestler, is a really good way to do that.
You can tell the company is really missing Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair right now.
Yeah. Charlotte's got to be getting close. I mean, I've already seen videos of her, like, in the weight room, you know, doing upper body weights.
Well, I've told you my conspiracy on that is that she really wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
They had to get her away from Judgment Day. So the easiest way is to fake an injury, take the belt off of her, and then you can build this Liv Morgan Rhea Ripley storyline where Rhea doesn't even have to be around.
Is Liv going to take the title off of Becky?
Yes.
Because, I mean, Liv has to have the belt for Rhea to come back.
Right.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
So, but you can, like I said, and then Liv doing Becky the way she did last night, and then who was that? Lara Valkyrie came down and saved her.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, but that's an awful big spot to put her in. But I think part of that is you can tell that they're...
She's really good.
She's good, but she... I don't know.
She carried the belt for a hot minute in NXT.
So...
Her and Becky had a banger of a match when Becky was the NXT champ, because that's who beat Becky. You know, she beat Becky, you know, to take the NXT title.
So, thoughts on Backlash?
I thought it was a very good pay-per-view.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
I've seen highlights.
And it looked really good.
Yeah. Looked insane.
Yeah. No, I mean, all the matches were really good. It confirms what I said right there. There's no more throwaway pay-per-views.
Let me ask you this question.
Other than maybe Saudi.
If it wasn't in France and it was in San Antonio, Texas, is it just as good a pay-per-view?
Yes. I mean, the wrestling was good. I mean, I know
the
crowd.
The wrestling was good, but the
crowd was obnoxious at times. I'll be honest with you. The wrestling was really good. The crowd was a little obnoxious. It was a little much. Especially when they kept yelling French stuff in the AJ for AJ Styles that nobody knew what the heck they were talking about.
Was it worse than the American crowds chanting what during every promo?
It was as bad.
Stone Cold Steve Austin has done a lot of great things for pro wrestling. Bringing what into pro wrestling was probably the worst.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've thought about this. I'll ask you all. You know, we go, WWE will go over and do these overseas shows, and you see these fans learn the language and learn the songs to Cody Rhodes and all these others. Let's say there was something in France or wherever, and it was big and huge. If that came to America, do you think Americans would learn French to sing along?
No.
I don't either.
But it's a different type of fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was France, like, something we've never
seen before. They've never had that.
That's what I'm saying. Something we've never seen before over here in America. And it was something that was just big in France, and it took off over here. They finally brought it over here. Would we learn French to sing along?
Probably not.
No, because 1776 says we don't have to.
Oh, God. I should have known he was setting something up.
You know what I forgot?
Just so you know, it wasn't France that, you know.
You know what I forgot?
We're number one since 76.
And I can't believe I forgot this. When we were talking about best finishes?
Yeah.
Have the chick stole the ball!
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. It was on our... Is it still our intro?
It is.
Yeah. Still there.
What about Joe Carter hitting a home run?
That was a good one, too. Over the finish.
So, pro wrestling is really good right now.
What about Frazier going down?
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! I think he said it three times.
He did.
But pro wrestling is really good right now.
Yes, it is.
It's a good time to be alive.
It's a great day to be alive.
It's a great day to be an American.
Always a great day to be an American because the red, white, and blue, those colors don't run.
Back to back. Undefeated.
Undisputed.
Undisputed. Undeniable. World War champs.
from undesirable to undeniable.
And that's basically what America is. That's the story of America.
It really is. Because, I mean, when they first came over here, nobody wanted to be here.
Nope, nobody wanted to be here.
I mean, there were people that died off just to get out from coming over here.
Right.
Now look at us. Borders are open. Everybody's wanting in.
And we're letting everybody
in. And we're letting everybody in.
Yep.
And that's why your Columbias and your Yales and your Harvards and those institutions are about to fall.
Agendas. Here on From Corner to Corner, we have no agendas.
Nope.
Mainly because we're not smart enough to create one.
That's why smart people's got to figure it out.
But
Sean works his butt off to create one, and we work our butt off to
destroy it as quickly as we can.
Rip it up and throw it in the trash.
We had a huge announcement on Thursday.
Yep.
Let's talk about that, Sean.
I was just as shocked as everybody else when they found out.
You were stunned.
Like Stone Cold.
Let's talk about it, Sean.
I was just, are you okay with your mic there? You've been fidgeting with it for 20 minutes.
Because I'm ADHD, and I just figured out you can squeeze these two things and move it.
So we so
you just, hold on real quick. That laugh and face you just made reminded me of Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Anywho.
Who just said Santa was over New York?
You serious, Clark?
You serious, Clark?
So, we are fastly approaching our third year anniversary. And every year we...
Sean.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. We're almost there.
What do you get each other for your third anniversary?
I don't know.
We need to look it up.
What's that?
That like wood or
something? I'll give Sean wood for the third anniversary. Sean is...
Damn it, Darren!
Oh, dear God, baby Jesus. 7 pounds, 6 ounce baby Jesus. I like my Jesus in a tuxedo shirt. Let the third year anniversary be wood.
Are you looking it up, Adam?
So I can, no, Adam is not. Okay. So I can give Sean wood.
So anyways, that's coming up, and you and I had a conversation because we always try to do something special on the podcast for that. We're like, what do we want to do? And I said something about possibly doing something live on location somewhere, and you came up with the idea of maybe us having
a night with the From Corner to Corner guys.
Right. And
it's even better.
Hold on, it's even better than what?
Hang on.
That's a real ambulance.
Every week.
Leather.
Ooh. Ooh. A little bond. I'm going to get you a panel that says slut.
I'm going to get you a whip.
I'm going to get you a ball
You're
gag.
Get him a whip? So you want
him? Yeah, he's going to paddle me and I'll whip him.
And then we're both going to have wood.
Oh, shoot. Anywho, what was we saying? So we had this idea. You all were a part of a poll a few weeks ago that you might not even realize what you were voting for. But the 1969 Mount Sterling Trojans won that poll. And that's who you all wanted to hear from. So we have partnered with Amazing Grazing here in town, and we are on August 23rd, the night before Rec Bowl, are kicking off the Rec Bowl weekend at Amazing Grazing live on location
7 o'clock
with the 1969 Mount Sterling Trojans, or at least some of them that are still around the community. We'll be on site. There's going to be food. throwing me off there. We're going to have a silent auction. We've already got some stuff donated. If you want to donate something, it would be great. Most of the proceeds are going to go towards our scholarship program. So some of the proceeds are going to go to help the podcast, but the majority of it is going to scholarship program.
This guy.
So that's
my soul.
So that's...
Did you just say mac and cheese?
If you please.
He was singing. It was Amazing
Grace. I know. It was Amazing Grace and not Amazing Grace.
Anyways.
It was good. No. So I think it's going to be a really cool event. We're going to have some cool stories, some cool giveaways, silent auction items. And you get to see our faces. Are we going live? Are we not going live?
Yes.
We are going live.
We are going live.
Live.
Yeah.
So if you can't be there.
The challenge is.
We're going to go heavy on the plus.
They told us that they could seat 200 plus.
That's so in the main restaurant.
We want to
then
see.
They have to go to the event.
We want to see over 200 people in this thing.
Heavy on the plus.
Yeah.
We like plus size.
We're going to have giveaways, silent auctions.
And merch.
Yeah, and Darren's the one that came up with this whole giveaway thing, so I don't know what we're giving away, but he's the one that came up with it, so I didn't know anything about giveaways until I watched the video.
So you was as surprised as I was.
On the giveaway part, yes.
So we need to also...
We're going
to
give away merch.
We're also going to...
We got merch to get rid of.
Hopefully, we'll have our new mics by then, so we can be mobile.
Yeah.
Because I like to walk. So,
to walk.
That is true.
Walk around.
Oh.
If we get the wireless mics.
Oh, Lord.
We can walk around and talk to people.
Anything, I definitely need a wireless mic.
Yeah, I mean, I would love a wireless mic so I wouldn't have to sit there. Just walk around, talk to whoever.
Well, right as they go to take a big bite of a cheeseburger. Hey, what do you think about this food?
Meat cooked well for you?
And then you have to lean really close awkwardly into them so they can talk into you.
Yeah, in the mental
talk right here.
Just
talk.
Give me a little kissy kiss right here. So, all right, well, that's the show for this week. Episode 249. Next week we kick off.
Hold on. Breaking news coming out of the podcast world.
Uh oh.
We did something pretty damn cool today.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I forgot about that.
Tell us about it, Sean.
You tell us.
Actually, tell us about it, Adam.
Actually, we did it on Tuesday.
Well.
On Tuesday. But that's the day when we're recording.
On Tuesday, we decided that we need a new vision board. Because we have checked off everything we started out to check.
Except getting that Persian prince to start sending me money.
Yeah, that's still left. But we're trying.
We're trying.
Still hasn't got back to us.
He has not. But we hit 10,000 downloads.
Yeah.
Which, that's pretty big. Like, just that's the simple fact number. That 10,000 times people have downloaded and listened to our meridianness blows my mind.
So, just for perspective, we're talking about our third-year anniversary celebrations. Y'all were trying to get to 1 year. And we're going to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
How many downloads were you at 1 year?
Well, I'll tell you this. The first year anniversary was when we did the rebranding. We added Adam and Wes to the show. That's when we put our faces in granite, right? At that particular time is when we made the change to Podbean. Which is the company that we use to put that.
Did you flicked your Podbean?
All 10,000 of those downloads are on Podbean. That does not include all of the downloads prior to. That does
not include the first year.
Which, that was roughly 800 to 1,000 downloads in that first year.
It ain't real clear.
He's singing every song. You should have seen it in credits when he's singing that.
And if it looks like we were all overweight. Should have seen it.
So the
like a couple of guys just trying to dodge by beating. You should have seen it in granite.
So the first year anniversary was adding Wes and Neil.
And
the rebrand, the new logo, the new look. Yes.
Second year anniversary. Basically was adding me.
Video. Yeah.
And video.
Yeah.
And third year, we're going to have a dinner.
Yeah.
So you said.
Seems like we're going.
I was listening to Granite over here.
All right.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was better than Amazing Grayson.
And Amazing Grayson was good. You need to write these down so we can have an album. That's year four.
Year four.
From corner to corner album.
From corner to corner parody album.
Right. So all 10,000 downloads have been since you started flicking your Podbean.
Yes. Which was theoretically is less than 2 years.
Bang.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flicking.
That's a lot of flicking. How do you battle carpal tunnel?
He's battling it right now. That's why he's got carpal tunnel. Can't leave the D alone.
Got power through.
It's tough work. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, it does. Rub that out. Whew, shoot. This is my favorite.
See what you did, Darren.
This is my favorite 3.5 hours. We can keep this to 2 hours. You remember when we were having these conversations? No big deal. We can keep it to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Come in at 5:30. Leave in at 9:30.
It's basically a full-time job. Once a week.
The time gets away from us.
We have fun.
Yeah.
That's what life's about.
Well, these double up on the coaches shows is part of the problem.
And we have, I don't know, 7 more of these.
Yeah.
Next week, we get Round County's athletic director.
Yep.
And the one I'm really excited for.
And I've been hyping this one up. Coach Robbie Graham.
That's going to be a good one.
He's going to be on the show with
Coach Collier.
Mark Allen.
MAC. Mac. The Mac is in the house. The Mac attack.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, I thought you were going to start singing Return to Sender. It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, if we can get Robbie Graham to say Mac Daddy will make you jump.
So,
I'm going to ask Robbie how he's found so much success by having winning teams on his schedule every year.
You should. So, would that make you're Darth Vader, he's Luke Skywalker? You are battling. You're his nemesis. You're his arch nemesis.
Oh, Mark.
Coach, you don't know him that way.
Yeah.
You are not on a first name basis.
You hate on me.
He almost took your jersey away.
He did almost do that.
5 minutes after he gave it to you.
So, I'm looking forward to next week's shows.
It's going
to
be good.
Why don't you caress your microphone like that?
So are we doing an extended coaches show next week, or is that just going to be our coaches and Saturday?
I think it's going to be coaches and Saturdays, but I think we stay live the entire time. Like I think we do the stop.
I don't think we miss a chance to go live with Robbie Graham.
I don't think so either. I think we super hype that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've already had several people at school tell me, you need to let me know how I can watch that.
Yeah, well, you should already be following our podcast. So there, that's what you should be doing.
And where can they find that, Sean?
At FromCornerToCorner.com or FromCornerToCorner on Facebook or FromCornerToCorner on Twitter or FromCornerToCorner anywhere you want it.
You like any post we put on Facebook, I invite 100 people a day because it tells me everybody that has interacted with our stuff that does not follow our page. So I send out 100 requests a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And while we're talking about schedule, don't forget Win City.
The 20th.
That's in 2 weeks.
We're live on location, right?
Yes. Live on location, Win City.
We're going to rip some packs. Rip some lips.
All right. I didn't know we was ripping packs.
We are. Yeah. All right. He's going to give us some cards to rip and give away.
Rip and dip.
There's where I got the giveaways from. I just got them mixed up. The giveaways are
Win City Stores. August 23rd, we will give them away because Darren's already put it in the thing because he got stuff confused. Darren got confused.
We'll come up with something to give away.
Making promises that our asses can't cash.
I go to a meeting for 1 hour and I come back and there's 97 text messages worth of information to go through.
Welcome to
And half of them are asking for graphics to go up on Facebook in the next 5 minutes.
Welcome to our life. I don't know what that means.
All right, guys. That's it for episode 249. We'll catch you back next week.
Stay safe, friends.
Hey everyone, this is Sean with the From Corner to Corner podcast. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. We have Community Trust Bank, who sponsors our studio here on North Maysville. Chemsoft, who is our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week. Tutu Sweet Treats, who sponsors our Dog of the Week. CRC Renovations, Kentucky Realty Group, Jacob's Auto Body, Brett Weehunt's Kentucky Farm Bureau in Frenchburg, sponsor of our Athlete of the Month in Menifee County, and then our newest sponsor, Kelwell Commissary and Simply Secured, who sponsors our From Corner to Corner Road Show. Thank you all for making all of this happen, and we appreciate all of your support.
The Moco Four Horsemen would like to thank you for listening to From Corner to Corner. Be sure to go out and follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram, and even YouTube. Whatever podcast platform that you listen to us on, be sure to go out and give us a 5-star review. Thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.